95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Friday, by the way. Friday! I can't believe it. Yeah! That's kind of cool.
It's Friday.
I'm pretty happy about that.
Yes, you are.
I had a very important realization, though, earlier today. A very important moment. And okay. I think I should share it with you.
Mm-hmm.
I have come to the realization that band right there, AC/DC, is my favorite one on this radio station.
Is that right?
Yeah, Led Zeppelin's like super close. You know that March bandness thing?
Right.
You know, they've always been a favorite. Still are, but...
It's so hard to compare bands.
I know.
That's one of those things where you go, yeah, but what about... Okay, totally different than...
But I mean, the catalog of AC/DC is the stuff that I always blast. I always turn it up loud. Always, so... I don't know. I think it's important.
I told you I saw them at Coachella.
Yeah.
And they were headlining, and I thought, I've seen AC/DC a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I know their songs. Yep. I like their songs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wander around and see what else is going on. And then I heard one of their songs being played,
right.
And I wandered over.
Right.
And they're great.
Yes,
so
good.
Always great. Just stood there and watched them.
Just,
it's just like,
so
well, what am I thinking?
Bring it. And it's just, I like that they're the band that has never done a slow song. They're like,
yep,
nope.
Agreed.
We're just going to keep it turned up all the time.
Them.
That rules. That is aces in my book. So I've made that decision. It's important.
All right. It's an important announcement.
Sure, whatever.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? Between 5 and 7 on Fridays,
mm-hmm.
We do
yes.
a whole request fest.
Oh, I've got a couple parked. I had to go find some stuff that people have asked us for over the last couple of weeks.
Sluggo's actually pretty good at keeping notes of what people ask for, and if we don't have it, he'll come in on the next Friday and bring it.
I care deeply.
You do. You make jokes about it, but you do. Oddly enough.
So we got a couple of those that have been... thank you for your patience, by the way. And then if you call and you're on hold forever, hang in there. We'll pick it up eventually.
Right. Proposal's gone wrong.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
you
no.
You saw the video that I did of the guy at the front of the McDonald's?
Yeah, who sent that to us? Was it Raul?
Raul, yes.
Because yeah, Raul...
Oh,
rules.
My God.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
People are dumb as well coming up this hour on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A few minutes ago, we gave you the keyword for this hour to text to 68683, which is Ozzy. And if you win, you will win $2,000. And we have yesterday's winner. Let's call him now.
Yeah, call him. I want to get this call.
Okay.
I want someone to call me and say, hey, we're going to give you $2,000 just because you texted a word.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, hey. Who's this?
This is Ronnie.
Ronnie, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
No way. What the heck?
We're calling you to tell you some good news.
Yeah?
You played our little game with Cachosaurus Rex yesterday, and looks like he wants to give you some money.
Yeah.
You got $2,000.
Awesome.
Just for doing that yesterday.
Thank you guys so much.
You bet.
What are you going to do with it, man?
I'm actually moving right now, so I'll buy some new furniture with it.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic.
Nice. Could I suggest cashing it in and throwing the cash in the air and rolling around on it on a bed?
I'm thinking I'm going to have to do that, actually.
Okay. All right.
Right on, Ronnie. Well, congratulations, man. We're very happy for you.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Woo!
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, 64% of workers would consider quitting if asked to return to office full time.
Wow, that's the percentage. I know a lot
Six,
of that's
thirds.
Crazy. Yeah, I know a lot of people were talking about it. You know, why are we going into work ever again? This is
yes.
perfect. It's working. We're
it's
doing
sort
well.
Sort of changed everything.
Yeah.
The pandemic.
So I've been wondering what the percentage is. That's
companies
huge.
Such as Apple and Google began requiring most employees to return to offices on a hybrid schedule in April, which I think people would put up with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All
Makes
right,
sense.
I'll go in 2 days a week. I'll stay at home and work 3 days a week if
right.
I get my work done.
I do tons of work at home, and it's really pretty good. I mean, if I didn't have to come in, I'd save like 8 hours a week in driving.
Yeah, true.
That's how much I figured. I mean,
I think
that's
true of all over Los
that's
Angeles.
Crazy.
People at Work 2022 is a global workforce view. They surveyed more than 32,000 workers in November 2021, and including the United States and other countries. And two-thirds of the global workforce said that they have already or would consider looking for another job if they were forced to go back to the office full time.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is like a massive resignation sweep.
It really
so many
is.
People are quitting their jobs. I mean, in a way, it's a good thing to shake stuff up, you know? I
agree. I mean, it was an ugly way to do it.
Yeah.
But everything did get shaken up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people realized,
I don't need to do this necessarily.
Right.
I'm in a rut. Yeah, it's good for the brain. It's good
and
for
a lot
soul.
Of people quit. And in the beginning, I remember thinking, oh, people are out of work. This is going to be crazy. They're going to be desperate for a job when it comes up.
The exact opposite.
The exact opposite.
Weird.
You go to every business, they're looking for people.
Which
they don't have enough employees.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So would you, do you have to go back yet at 818-955-KLOS? Or if they told you you had to go back full time and you're not, would you quit or look for another job?
Yeah, if they were going to like, all right, you're coming in. We're going to keep eyes on you, clamp eyes on you every day. Would you quit? I know a couple people who said, absolutely. If I have to go back to work, I'm quitting. But now they're like, oh, I guess I'm going to go.
Well, you do realize at some point that you need a job.
That is annoying, isn't it?
But I do think people would put more energy into finding something else where they could at least hybrid their schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is so good to be home.
And you can do so much now, too. Yes. It doesn't really matter anymore. Yeah. I mean, I think
for most jobs, it doesn't.
No. You can get as much done with all the whatever we have these days as you could in a little square room.
So if you're not back full time, would you go back full time?
Yeah. Or have you quit? Or are you thinking about quitting?
Have you quit?
Yeah.
Or are you thinking about it? Would you look for another job if they tried to get you back?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Coming up, LAPD officers are dumb. So that story's in about 15 minutes. Right now we're talking about 64% of workers would consider quitting if they were asked to come back to work full time.
Yeah, after the whole COVID thing, now that people are coming back to work, they're like, nope, not gonna happen.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, yeah, I was a teacher, or I am a teacher, so I was teaching at home like for the whole year and a half,
right?
And now we're back in the classroom, and I would not go back to working from home.
Really?
The connection you make with kids is so much greater in person.
That makes sense.
Listen, I do think there are jobs that benefit from you being in person. Yeah. For sure, that's one of them.
Teacher makes sense. Yeah. Totally, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, yes. I'm calling about the work from home thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I think for two reasons, people should go back to the office because one is like the psychological thing, you know, separating work from home environment.
Right.
Kind of important for a lot of people.
Right.
And the other one is, you know, a lot of people, they don't have that much space at their house. So
true.
Maybe going to the office was literally better because they had more room for a desk and a computer and they could get away from their four kids who are screaming at them.
True. So. Good points, man. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
KLOS, hello.
The thing about it is that people thought that when people worked at home, they were going to be less productive.
Right.
And the reality of it is those less productive people, they were less productive in the office.
Yeah, agreed.
That's true.
They had other people to bother.
Yeah, agreed.
And now those people are actually more productive, making up the slack for those people.
And I tell you, man, I get more work done at home, like concentrating on what I'm trying to do without every... I mean, I love hanging out with everybody and blah, 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 but I get so much more done when it's just crickets and a cat.
You just like to be by yourself.
And be high.
And if we want to make this huge commitment to the environment and to gasoline... get cars off the road.
Yeah, good point.
Agreed.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. Do you want to go back to the office if they force you, or will you quit?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Coming up just after 4 o'clock, we're going to talk about proposals gone wrong.
No, I don't.
There's a very funny video that has been posted that we'll repost of a guy trying to get on one knee to a woman who's in a McDonald's line. Now, it seems like that could have been chosen better. And she agrees as she walked away. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But right now at 3:50 and 5:50, we usually try and do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Two Los Angeles police officers have lost an appeal and their jobs after an April 2017 game of Pokemon Go.
Oh, man. Did remember when that was that? A thing? No, yep. But I kind of wanted to.
It was one of those things where it was like GPS located. So I remember being in New York and the light changes and 100 people looking at their phone running across the street going, this must be the most dangerous thing ever.
Because there's like a virtual Pokemon in the corner of 69th and
yes,
Broadway or
yes.
whatever. Yeah, yeah, it was. It was bananas.
So instead of responding to a nearby call,
oh, no.
Luis Lozano and Eric Mitchell were caught searching for Pokemon characters. There was a call on a Saturday for a robbery in progress.
Robbery? I mean, this is dangerous, man.
It was
That's
a Macy's
important.
At Crenshaw Plaza.
Of course
and
it was.
Captain Darnell Davenport heard the call and said he was heading to a homicide scene. But from where he was located, he could see the Macy's and another police car that was tucked away in an alley. And inside the police car, these two officers were.
Mm-hmm.
And since Davenport did not hear them respond to the call, he took the call himself. But noticed the vehicle pull away. Not only did they not respond and go to the Macy's, they pulled away from the scene. Sergeant Jose Gomez, patrol officer for that day, realized that they were nearby and requested them as backup for the robbery, but got no response.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
They later said that they had responded to another call at the same time.
Liars.
And that turned out to not be true. Then they claimed that they didn't hear the request for backup. Because they were at a park and it was really loud.
I mean, that's a pretty rough thing to do, man. If your partner, anyone on the force calling for backup, for help, you're just like, nah, I'm busy, man.
Correct. He says, we have no control over the noise in a park. What are we supposed to do?
Come on.
But after not being fully convinced, the following day, they decided to review the vehicle's digital video system recording.
You can't lie to your own cops.
And the recordings unveiled that instead of responding to the call, the two officers were playing Pokemon Go. For 20 minutes.
Wow.
For 20 minutes.
What are the 8-year-old girls?
They were looking for the character Snorlax.
Sure. Well, you know, that was a hard one to find.
I don't have any idea. Apparently, that's what they were very excited about. And one of them was heard to say, oh, the other officers are going to be so jealous.
Oh, no.
That we got a Snorlax.
No.
Or Snorlax.
And just think, that fad is so incredibly over in history. And that careers are done as a result.
Their careers are done. This happened in 2017. This was their appeal.
Right.
And the judge said, no.
Get out of my courtroom.
No, take your Snorlax and go someplace else.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yep.
The word for this hour for you to win $2,000 coming up in minutes. First, there's a video that we just posted at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter, and it's sad.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
And it's hilarious.
And it's very funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Now, it looks to me like it's a McDonald's inside a mall.
Yeah.
Because it also looks like there are long, long lines at this McDonald's. You know, like 20 people deep, 25 people deep.
Sure.
And so there's a woman at the front, and she's getting her order taken, and then the guy next to her gets on one knee. Now, I don't know under what circumstances that seems like a good idea.
Yeah, right.
But it seems like a pretty high pressure, like, everybody, let's keep moving.
Yeah, man. We just want our food.
Right.
We're really angry.
And there's like four or five lines across, so there's 100 people in line in that situation. So he gets down on one knee, and then the person behind the counter puts their hand over their eyes.
That's you and I at every single public proposal ever.
Just before we start the say no chant. Yep. And this woman is not having it. She looks at him. She's like, don't
Are
do
you
this.
Kidding me right this
do
second.
Do not do this.
This is a bad idea.
She
you're
turned
having.
Back around and then she looked back again. He was still on his knee and she just left her food and walked away.
That is not the outcome you wanted, man.
Thank you to Raul for sending that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would argue.
Yeah.
What outcome did you want?
I mean,
in that situation.
It would be so nice to be able to tell your grandkids in 40 years.
That romantic story of being in line at McDonald's. At a
fast food place, and she said yes. And then we got our fries.
And then we got french fries.
It was so beautiful. Keith, fries, and a proposal.
So let's talk about proposals gone wrong.
Oh, yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
You know, if this was a normal radio station or a couple of humans, we'd be like, tell us about that time you proposed in some crazy way. And my gosh, she said yes.
I don't know what in us is broken, but I think it's the publicity of it, the public part of it.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
It drives me crazy.
I mean, if you're way back there, you've been in, maybe you let some old lady go in front of you at the line at McDonald's, whatever. You're starving.
Behind everyone.
And now this guy's down on his knee.
Right.
Like, oh, why did I pick this line?
Yes, exactly.
Why?
So maybe that's the part of it that bugs me is the public part of it because stop it.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, every single time I see one at a baseball game, you know, it's on the Jumbotron or whatever.
We're here to watch baseball.
Right.
We're here to get food.
Although, let's be honest, there's a lot of downtime in baseball. Still, having said that, I don't need to see your proposal.
No.
I just don't. And I always am rooting for the girl to say no. Say no.
Hell yeah.
So I don't know why, but we're broken.
Yep.
And we would like to hear the times that someone said no.
We want to know you're broken, too.
Whether you were the proposer or the proposee.
Or you saw it and you just laughed your head off.
Proposals gone wrong. 818-955-KLOS. We started talking about a public proposal where a guy decided to do it in the front of a McDonald's line. And it looks like it's inside a mall, and it looks like there are 100 people waiting.
I mean, you're taking so many chances, you know, with doing it publicly. But, I mean, at a McDonald's or at a fast food place.
It makes no sense.
It really doesn't. It's really weird. We retweeted it, right? You can find it, yeah.
At Kevin and Sluggo. And she just finally just gives up and walks away.
Wise like, choice. I think that's a wise choice.
So we're talking about proposals gone wrong. You have a story like that?
Hi, calling about the...
Proposals gone wrong? Yes.
So it was at McDonald's.
What?
Yeah. And I can't really get into like so many details, but
were you an employee or were you getting food?
We were just there. We had spent like the whole day together and we were just there
getting food.
No, actually, we were just there because it was a weird thing, but...
All right, so you're at McDonald's, but you're not there for food.
You gave me a love letter and an email, a copy of a love letter email, and...
So he gave you a copy of an email letter, of a letter, of a copy of a... What did it say?
So did you think the thought, will you marry me, like a telepathy sort of proposal?
What? So you were in a McDonald's for no reason, and then he gave you a copy of an email.
A hard copy.
And he wanted to know if you thought in your mind, without reading it, yes, I'll marry you.
Like you've been getting vibes that he wanted to marry you telepathically.
Correct. He has been proposing, like, it's a very cryptic, convoluted thing. And
Kevin, are you finding this convoluted?
Oh, no, it's clear as hell. Tell me you made it simple for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if Kevin and I were there going, say no, would it have paid off? Did you say no?
I said no.
Yes!
Yeah!
We hate love! We hate love! We hate love! So are you with him now?
No, actually.
Well done.
And the reason I said no is because he was a priest.
Wow, this is getting weirder.
You have the strangest story.
And weirder.
We're just going to say thank you for calling.
Yes.
You made the right choice.
You definitely made the right choice. Thank you for saying no.
And thank you for saying no.
You're welcome. Thank you. You guys are rad.
Thanks for calling. Thank you. I love that story. I don't understand it, but I love it.
There's a lot that was wrong with that story. I'm not sure what.
818-955-KLOS.
Proposals gone wrong.
We hate love. We hate love.
It's not like that, but if you're going to make a proposal in public,
then we hate it.
Then we sorry.
We really hate it.
So we're taking proposals gone wrong. KLOS, hello.
Careless Whisper, please.
Yes.
We're not playing Careless Whisper.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
We're not playing Careless Whisper.
Yeah, no, we're going to play it.
Nope.
Gracias.
Yep.
Nope.
Right at 5 o'clock, we're going to do it.
Gracias.
Nope.
There you go. That's what I was waiting for. Mm-hmm. Nope. A proper Kevin nope.
No. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing? I'm calling about your proposals gone wrong.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I didn't necessarily go wrong, but I sure bungled it bad.
What happened?
Well, my wife and I, we were together for, 7 years, mm-hmm. and I looked at my watch, and I said, you know what, baby, according to my watch, we've been together 7 years. You get half my crap now anyway, so I guess I may as well marry you.
Wow, you are romantic.
Did you at least throw a flower at her or something?
Yeah, well, she threw something at me. Does that count?
I mean, honestly, she should have. That's an awful way to propose.
I think the only thing that could be worse is if you were a priest and you were at McDonald's not getting food and you ask her if you thought telepathically she had no...
Well, we've been together now for more than 25 years.
Wow.
She's the love of my life.
You are a lucky man.
Yeah.
You know what? I really am. No. Put up with me this long.
Yep. Thank you for
calling.
Right
on, dude. Thanks for calling, man. Congratulations.
818-955-KLOS.
You had a proposal go south. We want to hear about it and have a good laugh.
Hey,
Yeah, what?
We're not playing Careless Whisper.
Oh, but he asked for it. We got a request for it.
No, we're going to do requests starting at 5.
No, who played
this? It's our all request fest.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm with that guy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The call of the week coming up in a minute.
Best call to come into this radio station this week.
Plus, we start taking your requests at 5 o'clock for the ARF Request Fest.
Hell yeah.
First proposal's gone wrong. KLOS, hello.
Hey, is this KLOS, right?
It is, yes.
Is the guy who does all those little skits with you, Ralph Garman?
I don't know that guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Man, if it's him, it sounds just like something he would do, man.
No. We only get real celebrities on this show and never fakers. No fakers.
I've never met anyone named Ralph Garman.
Either way, you guys are hilarious, man. I love you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Thank you. You too.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Proposals gone south?
Yeah, definitely. I had proposed to my wife and girlfriend at the time. I proposed to her, and then I find out she was banging her boss.
Wow. So you're not married to her?
No, not more.
All right. Great call.
Thank you.
Well, wait, but did the proposal go well at least or poorly?
Poorly. It all went poorly.
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry to hear it, man, but thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Yeah, take care.
It's not like she dodged a bullet. KLOS, hello.
What bullet?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Nothing at all. We're talking about proposals gone wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so back in the day, I was living with my boyfriend for 4 years, and we were looking to buy a house, and they didn't want to sell to us because we weren't married.
Right.
Ugh.
So we were sitting in the jacuzzi that night talking about what were we going to do, and he's like, well, suppose we should get married so we can buy a house.
Ah, what a romantic.
Oh, yeah. And I went down to the jewelry store and picked out the...
Without him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Needless to say, he's my ex now.
Yes, I would think.
Yes, right, good choice.
Yeah, but you didn't get a house out of it. Damn it.
Well, I did, actually.
Excellent.
Oh, well done. Get him out of there. Got the house. Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. We hate love.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on Fridays, just before we do the All Request Fest, which is a full 2 hours of requests.
Yeah, anything you want to hear, we can find it. We'll play it.
We play our favorite call of the week.
I got to say, man, we get some great phone calls at this radio station. You people are damn funny.
Agreed.
We get some great calls.
We were talking about lazy food ordering.
Right.
Because I felt sick and I ordered food from a restaurant 100 feet away.
Literally 100 feet away. Yes. Yeah, DoorDash come and go to that restaurant and then walk it over to your ass.
Yes. Lazy as it can be. And then this guy called.
Yeah, hey, I didn't do it very often, but when I was out partying on the Ohio State campus with my fake ID, I would sometimes crash at my grandma's house because she lived closer.
Right.
And if I'd wake up kind of a little bit hungover in the morning, I would make a phone call from upstairs and order a cheeseburger. And grandma would
spoil from your grandma.
Yes.
This is grandma.
And she was happy.
This is the best story ever.
Yes.
She was happy too because she knew who I was. I was a bit of a wild child, so she had me close to home. I could jam my stereo.
Mom! Meatballs!
Oh, grandma.
That's fantastic. That's the best story by far.
That's beautiful.
Well,
thank
done.
You.
Oh my God, you guys.
This is Friday.
We hate love. We hate love.
It's our All Request Fest. Yeah. We do 2 hours of All Requests. 818-955-KLOS.
That would be for Debbie in OC. She wanted to hear Night Train, Guns N' Roses. I think that's a fine feather way to start off the weekend on KLOS.
It is 95.5 KLOS. It's our All Request Fest, so you can call us with your request. KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello. I'd like to...
request
a song. We could pick whatever we want, right?
Yeah,
whatever song.
It's an all request.
Yeah, it's a jukebox. Go for it.
Hey, I want my detachable penis. I haven't heard it forever. I love that song.
That is a classic.
And it sounds a little like this.
That's from George and Camarillo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can play this or even have it, but the best cover ever is the Revolting Cox version of Do You Think I'm Sexy?
That is brilliant. I absolutely love it, and we can't play it, no. I wish we could.
It was worth a try.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Well, how about the ministry then?
Yeah. Anything in particular? Hello?
Hung up.
Oh, that's weird.
How about some ministry?
Yeah, well, I'm up for that. I love Uncle Al anytime.
I see you shaking that ass, Lego.
Check it out. That is one you don't run into much anymore. Stereo MC's connected. It's for David, who's listening online in Seattle.
It is our All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS. KLOS, hello.
Yeah,
Kev Dog, Slug Monstrosity.
Yo!
Hey, I was thinking maybe something by the Ramones.
Yeah, cool, man.
Sluggo hates the Ramones.
How dare you? That's a filthy lie.
But I was going maybe like a deep cut. Maybe I Don't Want to Grow Up or I Want to Live. Either one of those?
I was thinking maybe I Want to Sniff Some Glue.
Song explains a lot about both of us. It's 95.5 KLOS. It's our All Request Fest. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. It's KLOS. Do you have a request?
Yes, I'd like to hear April Wine Roller. I'm sitting in traffic on the 118.
I'm going to be able to do that for you, man. Ah. Color it done.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin from Simi Valley. Kevin from Simi Valley.
Yeah, we heard. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin from Simi Valley.
No.
Eva, there you go. Very nice human called Eva called us, asked for that one from the Fighters. Well, she said anything from the Foo Fighters.
Yes, true.
Anything at all. So thank you for a very nice person. She was very nice.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Our All Request Fest KLOS. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Dominic.
Hey, Dominic.
I'm traveling from Stillmar, California to Mesa, Arizona for a booty call.
That's a far booty call.
8 hours, and hey, you know what? I've been listening to KLOS for 25 years or more. I love you guys.
Thank you very much. Can we play something for you?
But Judas Priest, Turbo Lover.
I love that song. Kevin and I know Mesa very well, but I don't think... Who is it you're going to see? What's her first name?
Terry.
Terry? Oh, yeah, Terry's good.
Yeah, yeah, Terry's worth it.
Terry's good.
Terry is worth the drive.
Yep.
She's being a stripper, too, by the way.
Oh, we know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Judas Priest, to help you keep it up till you get there. That's a long drive, so hopefully before you lose the signal, here you go on KLOS.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Perfect music to listen to while you're making an 8-hour booty call.
Yeah, 8 hours. I mean, hats off.
That's a long ways to go for a booty call. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
You ever heard of George Thorogood?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going to a concert up in like a VFW up in Redding, California.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad took me there. And it was in such a small place. This guy came down off the stage with his guitar, jamming.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. How old were you?
I was 17.
All right.
It's amazing how those first shows really stick in your head forever and ever and ever. How do you feel about Who Do You Love?
Who Do You Love? Oh, that's great. I love my wife, my second wife. First one had to get out of the truck. I picked me up a hitchhiker down the road.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's a brand new song.
Yeah,
it's Panama for Joey and Elsa Gundo.
Nah. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Between 5 and 7 every Friday, we take your requests. We were always saying, no matter what, if whatever it is, if we can find it, we'll throw it on.
Sometimes it takes some time to find it.
It can take quite a while.
In this particular case, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, because we have to get the quality proper version to play on the air. So I hope you're out there still. This call came in, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Three weeks ago.
Yeah, so...
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are great because it's Friday and it's our All Request Fest.
I know. Love Friday's All Request Fest.
Yay!
Same.
Us, too. Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Wings, Live, Beware My Love, if you have it.
Great stuff.
I saw them, Wings Over America tour, at the Forum back in the 70s, 6 rows from the stage.
Nice.
That is awesome.
Freaking awesome. One of my first big concerts to go to. It was great.
Well, this is actually one of the very first songs I ever bought, so I'm more than happy to play it for you.
Tell us more about the music you bought.
Here you go.
Thanks. Have a good weekend, guys.
I remember who it's for. I had it. Someone called some Blackstone Cherry, Me and Mary Jane, and I don't
know. So you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Whoever you are. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station, our All Request Fest KLOS. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
It's weird how that works.
It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, is Kevin dead? This time, the Armenian comedian.
Oh!
This is the Armenian comedian?
Ta-da!
Yes.
Oh, I don't think Kevin's here.
Kevin, can I talk to Kevin? I have a show in the Comedy Store this Monday night at 10:30 Belly Room.
You've reached the recording of Kevin and Sluggo. At the tone, please leave a message.
Boop, boop.
Okay.
Boop. Da-beep.
Beep, beep.
Beep.
my God, you guys.
KLOS, hello.
Waza!
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 That's still a thing?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Could I hear Brighton Rock for free?
Don't.
Friday.
Don't sing.
Friday.
Just say the word.
Friday. Ah! I'm so happy it's Friday, man. You don't like my singing? This breaks my heart. This breaks my fart. Hello, Kevin. Are you there? He refuses to play along anymore. This is sad.
I hate you.
I think we can get in one more request. Hello, KLOS.
Hey there. How are you guys doing this evening? It sounds like you're rocking away.
Woo!
We are doing great. It's our old request fest. You have a request?
Well, how about some Jethro Tull locomotive breath, man? I'm on the freeway cruising, and I ain't got no brakes.
All right, you got it. Here you go on KLOS.
Right on. This is Chris in Granada Hills. Thank you, guys. I love you. Keep on rocking.
Tull, man. For a dude out in Granada Hills who's driving way too fast. He admitted it. If there are any officers of the law and you see someone listening to Jethro Tull, you pull him over right now.
But the Jethro Tull song is over.
Oh, well, so, leave him alone then. What's right. Your problem?
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. There were two LAPD officers who were fired for playing Pokemon Go instead of responding to a robbery in progress.
Hey, I need backup. Help, help.
Right.
They're doing a little Pokemon Go instead.
Hey, Greg Bihero.
Hey,
are
dude.
You?
Oh, so I'll be quiet. I love this part because we get to learn together.
Proposals
that's
gone wrong.
Like sarcasm to me, by the way.
Based on a guy who proposed in line at a super busy McDonald's.
Oh, no.
She did the right thing and walked out. And 64% of people say if they're forced to go into work, into the office full time, they would quit.
Wow. See, this is what I said. You two are the Microsoft Encarta of radio. A floppy disk version, but still.
Let me ask you a question, Greg. If you had to actually start coming into the radio station, like actually come here to the radio station instead of being a hologram, would you? Or would you be like, nope, I'm not going to do this?
You said you wouldn't reveal my hologram status.
Damn it. I'm sorry.
So,
sorry.
Take two.
Dude, it's Friday!
It is Friday.
Woo!
Greg has to work. We get to leave.
Oh, sorry, Greg.
Oh, wait. I missed it. I was too excited.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Uh-oh. This dude wouldn't quit no matter what. He's
cow quit.
I know. Terrible.
Cassiosaurus Rex has arrived.
Howdy, dude.
The word for this hour is Ozzy.
Yeah! Woo!
Ozzy.
Nice. Don't eat Ozzy, dude.
Text that to 68683. That is Ozzy to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
By the way, Ozzy, we hope you get over this COVID real nice and quick. Can't believe it.
Agreed.
He's picked it up. Boo. Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Listen, she left out 75% of the story.
No, what else could there be? He's a priest. He was trying to reach her telepathically. He printed out an email. Oh, my God.
And they were McDonald's not to eat.
Okay. Not to eat.
Cassiosaurus Rex has arrived. This hour's word is carnivore.
He looks as confused as we are. How do you spell that?
Text carnivore to 68683. That's carnivore to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
How do you spell it?
C-A-R-N... I don't know.
Oh, you can't read it?
I can't read it.
C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-E. That's asking a lot
it
of
is.
Us
yes.
And everybody out there.
Yes.
We apologize. C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-E. Everybody's like, I gotta spell carnivore, you morons. Standard data messaging rates apply. We ran out of bed. And you have more shots to win every hour. Blah, blah, blah. In the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
Station.
Oh, no.
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
You're squished and you're just a pile of goo, but you're still talking. That's amazing.
I talk out of my goo hole. We sure. Should not improv. Cassiosaurus Rex has arrived. The word for this hour is Metallica.
Like the band?
Yep. Text okay. Metallica to 68683. That is Metallica to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. By the way, we called Ronnie who won yesterday's That's two grand right. a little bit earlier today.
Very excited to hear that he won. We might call you if you get Metallica into 68683 right now. Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win. 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight. And more requests coming up in minutes. What? Hey, look out! Kevin, get down!
Rude.
Acting. That's what that was.
Cassius Horse Rex has arrived.
He's angry, man. What's his problem? He didn't get McCartney tickets. I think that's
did not. Yeah. The word for this hour is Rex.
Oh.
R-E-X.
I see.
Text Rex to 68683. That's Rex to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, my God. This is Emily. I can't believe this. Thank you so much for picking up. I love you guys. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. This is a dream come true. You guys should really play more Kiss on your radio station. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe. Wait, am I caller 13?
KLOS, hello. Hello?
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 It's weird how that works.
It's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, is Kevin dead? He's Sam, the Armenian comedian.
Oh!
This is the Armenian comedian?
Ta-da!
Yes.
Oh, I don't think Kevin's here.
Kevin, can I talk to Kevin? I have a show in the Comedy Store this Monday night at 10:30 Belly Room.
You've reached the recording of Kevin and Sluggo. At the tone, please leave a message.
Boop, boop.
Okay.
Boop. Da beep.
Beep, beep. Beep.
Hey, this is Sam Darmin coming in.
Oh, sorry, you're out of time. The Rolling Stones unwittingly pretty much got ripped off on this day in rock in 1963 when signing a new deal with a management company and signing over the rights to their first recordings for £90. Bruce Springsteen was busted on this day in rock in 1976 after doing a show in Memphis, took a cab over to Graceland and jumped over Elvis Presley's wall and then was apprehended by a astute security guard. Do you still have Freddie Mercury's solo album, Mr. Bad Guy? He released it on this day in rock in 1985.